You're listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast on insert podcast platform name here.
Buy me some penis.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets.
Why I love Chuck is that's exactly how I felt about the show, but I couldn't articulate it the way that he did.
And Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes.
Guy, he's going to get in there and just try to maul you.
They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Ooh, as long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands, baby, you and me. We gotta be the luckiest dreamers tonight.
All right, Dave. Hey, it's that time of the year. Baseball is back, and we can do a Lou Cove score update.
Oh, touch it. Baseball is back. Let's go.
Lou's got his COVID shot. He's back in the poker circuit. Twins are back. Man, everything's coming up Lou Cove right now. Unfortunately, the Twins lost today by the score of 5-2. But Lou, the bright side of that is it was only a 7-inning game. And I have a strong feeling that if they'd actually played 9, the Twins would have pulled this one off for him.
Well, of course, because, I mean, they really had the flair for the dramatic there. So, yeah, maybe they should start playing 9 innings. That'd be great.
Hey, and I'm 1-0 betting on preseason baseball so far. So I took the Twins on Sunday and, it was a little bit of a sweat, but they pulled it off 7-6 in 7 innings. So, hey, that's a good way to start the year.
That is something. I don't even think my book offers preseason baseball, but probably for my own good, to be honest.
Well, especially after what the hell happened to our Mexican soccer team last night.
Don't even. Okay. That first half was so frustrating. There should have been like 2 or 3 goals. And then out of nowhere. So we had the over 2.5, and we hit 2 goals late and multiple chances right at the end, too. And, yeah, we got our hearts broken. All I got to say, Chuck, is I lost a lot more money than I hope you did on that bet.
I think
like,
you did.
A lot more.
Although that bet last night definitely wiped out whatever money I won off the Timberwolves losing last night, but that's all right. That's all right. It's all good. We will live to fight another day as we do in the gambling community. So, yeah, I should stay in my lane. There's 3 things I know when it comes to gambling. It's preseason football, it's the Wolves under, and it's playoff hockey. If I only bet on those 3 things, I would actually be a profitable gambler. Everything else destroys me. So it's my own doing there, but that's all right. There's a life is better with money on the line, and we've heard that before.
This is true. Yeah, my God. If I just stuck to my one rule of just not betting on anything, I'd probably be just great. Although college basketball has been phenomenal this year, so
that's good.
There's that.
You gotta have your go-to to prop up the account a little bit. So, and I'm, of course, like I live in Missouri. My job's in Kansas, and so I'm like, you know, either side of the state line, I don't care. I just want legal gambling. And both of them keep having hearings and different bills introduced to legalize sports gambling. And like most of the politicians are behind it, but like all the factions are kind of fighting each other. And I'm just like, just legal one, either one. I don't care one or the other. It doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm like, just give me something. So I feel like we're just so close to it. And Corey would be jealous of this. Missouri actually introduced a bill to legalize online poker yesterday as well. So anyway, maybe Corey can move down to KC here and do the show remotely because we got Raising Cane's. So yeah, he would he'd do just fine. Plus, Angie would probably want him out of the state, right?
That is true. I have heard, you know, my friend. I have a really good friend who's found other avenues to play online poker and be somewhat successful at it. So maybe Corey could talk to my friend about how to still do that under the table here.
Yes. I'm hoping that we can just fully legalize it, just get it all above board and make it roll. So, but anywho, all right, well, we got lots to talk about tonight. We are going to do a bets update. We're, of course, going to do the quotes of the week. And then in your thoughts, it's time for a bets investigates. I came across something that it warranted an investigation, and we'll break that down and play some audio clips to support that as well. And then we'll do quotes notes to wrap it all up tonight. So we'll get started, though, as always, with the bets update.
Partridge Bodge.
Well, after putting up a great pace through the first 2 months of the year, the guys have yet to really do much in March so far. We'd had our in the box, but that was just a push. So nothing too interesting in the bets world. So I wanted to highlight a bet that's going to get settled here in the next month or so. And that's the Rashad Bateman gets drafted in the first round bet between Corey, Chris, and Sauce. There's Corey bet each of the guys $100 that Bateman would indeed be a first round pick. And Sauce Hawk and Sauce said that no, he would not be. So, you know, this bet has gone a couple different ways so far. It looked like a lock that he was going to be a first round pick prior to the whole COVID thing happening. And then COVID happened. He got sick, came back to the Gophers, didn't really do a whole lot. The Gophers didn't really do a whole lot. And then he kind of quit on the season and was done with it. And since then, he's run a sub 440. So lots of it's really interesting because I feel like we really don't know what we have in Rashad Bateman. And initially, he was every mock had him going in the first round. But I did a little digging on this, kind of a prelude to the Bets Investigates and your thoughts, but did a little digging. I pulled up a whole bunch of mock drafts, and I will tell you, it is running 50-50 right now as to whether or not Rashad Bateman is going to go in the first round, according to a whole bunch of different mock drafts. Now, the thing to keep in mind here is that there are basically four wide receivers that are locked into going above him. So he's essentially wide receiver number five. So it really comes down to where does the team take that number five wide receiver? Is that good enough to be in the first round? Does that fall to the second round? And you got to remember, a lot of the teams that are going to be drafting towards the back half of the first round are your playoff teams. They're teams with good quarterbacks. They're teams that already have established passing games. And wide receiver is probably not a top need for them. Now, one that would be interesting, probably because they would have some knowledge on them, would be the Green Bay Packers, because they are desperate for somebody to complement Devontae Adams on a regular basis. So potentially that's a landing spot for Bateman. But this bet, I see this like straight up as a 50-50 right now. Now, it's interesting, too, because Corey is going to try and convince Sauce and Hawk that, oh, he's a lock. He's a lock for the first round, and I'll let you guys out of the bet for $80 or something. And in my opinion, Sauce and Hawk, it would be crazy to get out to opt out of that bet. I think they have just as good a chance of winning it as Corey does. And, you know, to me, at best, Bateman's drafted like mid to late 20s. So, although a couple mocks had him late teens, but it's all over the place. Dave, your thoughts?
Yeah, I saw the latest mock that I saw. I forget who it was. It was from Schefter or Todd McShay or whatever. I thought I saw him at like pick 34.
Yep, I've seen him as low as 60. So, I mean, it's hard to say, because last season was so freaking weird. It's just, it's really hard to say that, yes, he is a, you know, first round pick or not. I mean, I think there's a lot more variable in him than people thought a year ago.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's so much talent at the skill positions nowadays that you can really get, you know, very good wide receivers and running backs and stuff late in the draft, where, you know, a lot of teams, especially at the end of the first round, or, you know, there's going to be some fringe quarterbacks that maybe get taken to have that fifth year option. I think there's going to be so many quarterbacks and offensive or there's going to be so many quarterbacks taken early that there's going to be a correction, and there's just going to be a huge run of a lot of defensive players. So, I don't know. I guess your 50-50 odds is pretty good. I guess if I'd lean that he would not be selected in the first round if I had to bet on it myself.
Yep, it's gonna be a real sweat. He's not gonna get picked before the Vikings pick, in my opinion, as long as they stay at 14. So I think it'll give us something all to keep an eye on in the draft after the Vikings make their first round selection. So should be fun. Well, that's all I've got for the bets update. Let's do the quotes.
And now it's time for the quotes of the week.
I'd let Brett Favre be on me.
Sure.
Ted Bundy's been to the Rose Bowl more recently than the Gophers.
Because it's hard to bang and play it at the same time.
Bang and lung darts, whale.
All right, Steves, it is time to get to the quotes of the week. And we will start at number 3 with, you guessed it, Chris Hockey.
Would you stay at a space hotel?
What? Yeah, do you know what was great when I was a kid? When you would go to the Space Museum and they would have the...
You gotta give us time to guess.
No one would guess.
Your dad would say when you had a sleepover somewhere.
That's funny.
That was really funny. And credit Corey Cove there. He gets kind of a phantom assist there for interrupting Meat Sauce to do the Meat Sauce translator, opening up space for Chris to get in there and get that dab in there on Sauce. So that was great teamwork there by Corey.
Well played, well done, A-plus all around.
All right, well, let's get to the number 2 quote of the week, and it is from Mr. Corey Cove.
Or, well, I'm pretty sure the Wolves and Rise Jesus. Play in front of similar sized crowds.
He makes a good point.
All right. Now, I take exception with this one. There's no way the Wolves could draw the crowd that Rise will draw.
Of course. I was going to say, not even counting the pandemic, I think Rise would get more attendance than the Timberwolves. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, that was really funny from Corey.
Brilliant.
All right. And the quote of the week. This one is going to be a very high seed in next year's tournament. At number 1, it's Chris Hockey.
Can warn each other of danger. Now, I'm not sure how they do it. Apparently they do. And I'm not sure how we know that they do it. But there you go.
Maybe it's like the trees in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, maybe it is. That's a cool scene, by the way. It's like
those
the only thing I
great.
Remember about those
only
movies.
Seen one. I like Legolas. He's a stud.
Yeah. John Creasel?
Genius!
All right. Genius.
Brilliant!
Wow.
Oh, that is fire. That's the line of the show.
Good old Legolas. I haven't seen the Lord of the Rings movies.
No.
So I didn't get that at first. I was like, is there really a character in that movie series that's called Legolas? just like a torso? But wow, that was really quick from Hawk.
That was very, very good quote, and got a lot of love from Creasel on Twitter. So yeah, I think high seed is justified there.
Yes, very good. Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right. Well, this one is, really going to start off as kind of a down memory lane, but it's going to turn into more of an investigation after that. So, I'm not going to tip my hand, and Dave, you don't have the pretext for this anyway, so I'm just going to kind of start playing the clips, and then we'll kind of see where this goes and what I investigated after all. So we'll just jump right in.
How far do you think you could swim before you drowned?
A foot.
A foot?
Yeah. In a waiting pool? Foot. Probably for a little while. It's not my strength.
Swimming sucks.
Could you swim a mile?
Yeah.
No.
I bet I could.
You could?
Yeah.
Without drowning?
I'll put
without...
money on it.
Yeah, I bet I could.
It's
really?
A long ways,
you
man.
You want to put money on it?
Yeah. How many laps
How much
in
am
a
I going to owe you for
it?
This Joe Webb thing? $20?
How many laps in a pool is it? 20?
I don't know. Hey,
I think we should
I bet
do this.
I could. Yeah.
Jason, you're out there, Lifetime Fitness, you know this. How many laps in that Lifetime pool of St. Louis Park is a mile? Email me or text me, please.
And I would love to see you do it without touching the ground and without drowning.
Without drowning.
Honestly surprised that he said that he wanted to see him do it without drowning.
Yeah, just sink to the bottom, Sauce.
It would be so Corey to cheer for him to drown while trying to do it.
Oh, so yes, talking about whether or not Sauce is a good swimmer.
But a lap is down and back.
Oh, you're counting that as a lap.
That's a lap.
No way you could do
You're
it.
Not doing length of the
You'd
pool.
Have to
you're
train a long time for that.
I couldn't do it down and back. I'm not trying to be mean.
You might not be able to do one lap without stopping.
Yeah, I could outswim all of you.
I'm a terrible swimmer.
Accepted.
I could.
All right, I'm setting this up today.
You name your price, and I'll outswim you.
No,
I don't even care.
If it's for money, I'll swim till I drown.
Let's empty our bank accounts. I will bet you all 57 of your dollars that I can outswim you.
$6? Where'd you get the other three?
My dad.
Okay.
I love that line. I tweeted that out as like a classic Power Trip quote. The if it's for money, I'll swim till I drown.
Oh, that's genius.
And then they're talking about like how far is a mile to swim in that Lifetime Fitness pool and everything. Hawk's like, I don't think you could do a lap.
Yeah, swimming is running a mile and swimming a mile are a completely different animal.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm a decent swimmer and everything like that, but man, like with the breathing and everything, it's like I feel like I never get like quite enough oxygen and like I tire out pretty quickly because like my arms and legs don't hurt at all, you know, but it's like trying to keep that rhythmic breathing going, and it's like, yeah, it just doesn't work. But the debate rages on.
Because, dude, I'm not trying to be mean. When's the last time you swam?
64.
Well, you got to.
that doesn't make any sense.
July. I did two laps in my parents' pool.
Two laps.
Your parents have a pool?
And you think you may be able to do 20. Wow.
Good for you. I don't think you could do it down and back, and I'm not kidding you.
You're going to drown.
I do down and back.
I don't think you can.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean.
You're mean. You're meaner now.
No, just being realistic.
Whoa.
Because I think even if he has to
discovered what it is.
Even if he has to stop to catch his breath.
66 laps.
Yeah, you're not making half of that.
can you imagine Sauce trying to do 66 laps in a pool?
Yeah, it would have to be like a kiddie pool. Like one of those things that you put out in your backyard and like give your dog a bath in.
Yep, for sure. It's like, oh my gosh, like that's it. And then that is a ways. I mean, when you see like some of those like, you know, Lifetime Fitness pools or whatever, that is quite a ways down and then back. And like I could, you know, probably do it if I could stop every once in a while, but you know, that whole thing where it's like you can't touch the bottom of the pool or, you know, take a break or whatever. It's like, yeah, that's that's getting a little bit beyond my abilities.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to start to get an idea for what I'm going to be investigating here. I think it's in this clip.
Laps.
He wouldn't last five laps without touching the ground.
Why are you so mean? I bet you can do five down and backs.
Okay.
Try another bet.
I bet I can do it.
You can't hold onto the wall and you can't touch the bottom of the pool.
I bet you $50 you can do it.
Yes, I bet I could.
No way.
Yes.
Five down and back.
Even if you're treading water, that's you're wasting energy. You're going to drown.
Five times. Yeah, I could do it.
No.
No way.
Guarantee it. I guarantee you I could do it.
All right, good. It's on. $50.
Wagers are beginning.
$50? Chris bet you $50.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We might get in on this.
There's no way. How are you going to pay me back when you're drowned?
Yeah, exactly.
You got to write it.
If I know I'm not going to make it, I'm just going to sink to the bottom.
When you went to school, you could put some money in escrow. You went to that, you could put some money away after you drown.
Is that a Star Wars character? Who's escrow?
Back to our original point about school.
Exactly. The Deep Haven disaster is going to drown at the bottom of a Lifetime.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be terrible PR for Lifetime.
It really is.
I love that clip. That's so good. What's escrow?
Is that a character from Star Wars?
So brilliant.
Genius.
So, yeah, you know, Power Trip bets, there might be a bet involved here that we're kind of investigating, because it sounds like they're willing to put some money behind this, and it looks like the over-under is set at five laps, is where Corey put it, which, you know, that's probably pretty fair. That's... five laps, you know, you got 25 yards up and down. So that's going to be, you know, 50 times 5. So that's 250. So this is like the meat sauce 250. A little bit different than the Houston 500. But, you know, I feel like that's probably a pretty good over-under for him.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, swimming is such a different animal. Like, if you grew up on a lake or your parents had a pool or, like, you actually went to swimming lessons, you know, that's kind of a thing that you don't, like, show off that much. It's nothing that's really crazy. But, yeah, and then there's just people who, like, never learned how to swim or, like, never took swimming lessons. So it's kind of hard to you could definitely put on a poker face and, you know, go pool to pool hustling people if you were a junior lifeguard back in seventh grade.
I think Paul Newman and Tom Cruise did a movie about that.
White man can't swim.
Of course, yeah, if Paul Newman and Tom Cruise were in a Speedo, I think Corey would have been front row, so...
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see if this bet actually gets placed.
I'm telling you, you can't. And I'm not being mean.
I can't do it.
It's done deal. It's going to be set up. Are you agreeing or not agreeing to $50?
You're agreeing to $50.
I can't do it today, but yeah.
I'll trade this bathtub.
Screw it. When do you want to do it? You let me know and I'll do it.
No, I'll set it up.
Prove you a-holes wrong.
Oh, sounds like it's not, I like how he immediately though was like, I can't do it today. It's like, I need to get mentally prepared, get in shape, get ready for this.
I need time to back out of this thing.
For sure.
Wow. We got to do it soon so we can't train for it.
It doesn't even matter.
For it. Doesn't matter.
Give him as much time as he needs.
So down and back 5 times.
That's right. Without stopping and without touching.
Yes, I could do that.
There's no way
yes,
in hell.
I could.
What I love about this, too, because, like, so many bets that get made on a power trip, it's kind of like, well, yeah, I think they'll go over. I think it'll be under, whatever. This is one where they're both, like, dug in. Like, Hawk is like, there is no chance in hell you're going to be able to do this. And Sauce is 100% convinced he can. And so I love bets like that where people are just... like polar opposites, and it's like we are gonna sell. That's one of the reasons gambling is so great, because you know there's so many things where people can debate and have discussions and whatever, and there's not really a definitive answer. When you bet on something with the result, it's like, yes, I was right, you were wrong, or whatever. And that's what I love. They are both dug in on polar opposite sides of this.
Right. It's like there's nothing left to do but swim the goddamn laps. Like they're both so, like, they can't see the other side of the outcome. Therefore, money has to be wagered and the bet has to be settled.
Has to be settled.
You don't have to hate me.
So, but this is going to happen, right? He said,
oh, yeah.
That's cool.
I've already sent the email through. We're good.
Good deal.
We're going to do this.
When are we doing it?
I don't know. We're going to set up a date.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Pizza.
Wait for the fan page.
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yeah, pizza Wednesday and Thursday.
Do you?
What are you doing today?
I'll get my new teeps.
Oh, yeah, he does.
What are you doing Friday?
Nothing. Helping me move.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe helping Rosen move if he buys pizza.
Are you moving again? How many places have you moved to?
Three or four.
Are you a transient?
I am.
Are you? Yeah.
Well,
So apparently Sauce's training regimen includes pizza.
Now, he was making this bet and confident in his swimming abilities with his old Wendy's napkin teeth. Now, who knows, you know, if his new horse teeth would have made any difference in the swimming.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that that could definitely be a factor. So so that's the end of the audio. So I went back and counted. They officially agreed to a $50 bet on whether or not Sauce could swim 5 laps 3 times. So they for sure agreed to this bet. The bet was placed, and I don't think anything ever happened. That's right. Because you got to remember, this is before you and I existed as Twitter accounts to record the quotes and record the bets. This is, I believe, 2013 that this is occurring. As far as I could tell, and this led to my investigation, he never swam. They placed a bet and never resolved the bet. So I did a little bit of digging. I started on Twitter, so check through... a bunch of tweets from around that time. There were a couple tweets the day of the show where people were debating on Twitter whether or not they felt like Meat Sauce could swim a mile or swim, you know, the five laps or whatever. And then looked at a bunch of tweets in and around that date, and nothing happened. I listened to several shows following. It was never brought up again after the day the bet was placed. I listened to about 3 weeks worth of shows after that. So between perusing Twitter and listening to multiple weeks of shows, I found zero evidence that this was ever done. On top of that, Dave, you and I have pretty good memories, I think probably better than the guys in general, about what happened on the power trip. I can honestly say I don't ever recall this happening, and I think this would have been a where were you moment when Meat Sauce gets in the pool, has his trunks on, and there's money on the line versus hockey. I contend this never, ever happened.
Yeah, there is no chance that I would not remember Meat Sauce, like a video of Meat Sauce swimming in a bet. That would be, you know, something that we would have had bookmarked. We would have remembered. We were listening every day at that point. I don't think it ever happened, Chuck.
It didn't ever happen. That is definitely the stance. And so when a bet is placed and is still not settled, we call that an open bet. And in my opinion, and I've consulted with Lawyer Lambert as to whether or not there is a statute of limitations on power trip bets. And there does not seem to be any statute of limitation clause that would ever apply. So in my opinion, this is still very much an open bet, and I would love to see this bet resolved at some point. There's $50 on the line. More importantly, there's a lot of pride on the line because both guys were so dug in on this, on complete polar opposite sides. So, I think we as a Power Trip Nation need to encourage this bet to be resolved.
You know, I think it's people like you, Chuck, that, I'm just so proud of, and, you know, really bringing attention to these very important things and resurfacing the past. When other people try to bury things like old bets, you bring them back to life. So good on you, Chuck. Let's see Sauce swim.
Yes. And quite frankly, I don't know how the show lasted as long as it did without our Twitter accounts. But yes, hashtag Sauce should swim, or somebody can come up with a really good hashtag for it. But I think we need to encourage this. I will definitely put it in a tweet at some point that, there's still kind of this open bet and there's still money on the line. And I don't know who still has a lifetime membership or not, but I think we can find a pool at some point for Sauce to dip his toes into. And for purposes of this show, which side would you be on?
I'm going to say that he would be able to do it, because I think he wouldn't just say that he's a good swimmer or very confident in his swimming abilities enough to put money on it and say it on major market radio without actually having said swimming abilities. So I think Sauce, I think I'm going yes on the swim.
I completely agree. My money would absolutely be on Sauce. I mean, his brother swims, you know, he does triathlon, so he's a proven swimmer. So there's probably a little bit of a genetic component to it. As he mentioned, Lawyer Lambert has a pool. Sauce has spent many, many hours in that pool. I just think there's a buoyancy factor with Sauce, and I really think that he will have the technique and he will get it done. And I hope we see this paid off.
Yes. Watch. Was it Stroke for Sauce or Sauce's Strokes?
That would be there. We got somehow you got to get Stroke involved in the yes. Hashtag there for sure.
We need a play on masturbation in this hashtag for sure.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's my investigation. We'll see where it goes from there. Hopefully it would be brilliant. Content for KFAN.com. Come on. They're looking for content. Boom. There you go. That would get thousands and thousands of views if Sauce was swimming for money.
KFAN.com.
All right. Well, speaking of something that's not going to go up on KFAN.com, I like the fact that you labeled this like a complete disaster of a quotes notes open. let's proceed. Yep.
Quotes. 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 Notes.
Okay, the rosy laugh totally redeemed it.
That was 6 minutes of work of recycled quotes notes open. My goddamn, either my Wi-Fi or my computer has gone to shit and I can't like load shit in. So yeah, that sucked. Let's get to the shit, even shittier content. The show The Patriot that Corey recommended sounds super good. Need to watch that. I do have Prime Video, so I really got to watch that. I was really into Homeland before it fell apart, but the first four seasons I believe to be really good. So if Corey's drawing a line to Homeland, but with some dry humor, that sounds like a show that's right up my alley.
All right. More for you.
Luda bangs. They were talking about Ludacris this morning. Luda's got some absolute cripplers. So wherever you are, Ludo, you know, when you're listening to this, I support you, brother.
What was his prime like era? Like roughly?
Probably like 2004 to 2008. He really dominated the charts.
Okay.
And the charts and the hearts.
Yeah, see, it was just a little bit after I was kind of into the genre. I was a big Tupac guy back in the day, believe it or not.
Oh yeah.
So.
Who? Yeah.
Well, who wasn't, right?
Of course. Margaritas bang. I've been on a really big margarita kick lately, like the premix stuff. The Jose Cuervo premix one is pretty good, but there's one, it's like 1800 tequila makes a premixed lime margarita mix. It's so good. I just pour it on the rocks. It's dynamite.
My wife buys the strawberita that's in those tiny little cans or like V8 oh, yeah. size cans or whatever. Every once in a while, like that's the perfect size for just a little bit of a little pick me up there. Just a nice little can of strawberita.
Yeah, as Tommy would say, sure.
Sure.
Speaking of Tommy, he had probably my favorite abbreviation of all time. So, he's made famous, T.O. and whatever. He's got abbreviations for everything. Tommy had one that went under the radar today and that should have been exposed more. He has a nickname for episode, and that is calling it a sode. There's nothing more Tommy Olsen than calling an episode sewed. Of something a sode.
Yeah, I saw that sode.
That was a great sode. Like, he dropped it and nobody flinched. I was like, come on. So Tommy.
Speaking of so Tommy, having a wedding reception at TCF Bank Stadium.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is... That's probably, I mean, he has so many friends, he'll probably need 45,000
seats.
That's
the thing.
So.
He said the capacity is like 800 and he's like, we're going to have a really big wedding. I'm like 800 people at a reception. He didn't say they were having 800, but that's like the capacity. So I'm like, holy crap, man.
Well, he loves everybody. So yeah, that's going to be,
that's true. Where do you draw the line with Tommy's friends, right? So yeah, they'll have a ton of people there.
Yep. Bon and Nerf and Squirt, they're all his buddies will be there from Modern Medi. Next up, Corey asked whether or not the show Ray Donovan is good. That was one of my guilty pleasure shows, and I still watch it. It is super good. Liev Schreiber is such a badass. Obviously, we know his voice from he does some work on NFL films and everything. But that show is actually super good.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
Time for two more. Always good to hear from NFL and NBA draft expert Martin Moistchew.
Oh, my God. Best bit.
Join the show again on Monday. I tweeted out some of the players this week were just so good. Okay, so we had four players that Mr. Moistchew recommended for the Vikings to take. The first one, Chuck, I really thought that you would link up with is Kalua Drinkin' Scooch from North Hennepin Community College, 3'2". And as far as position, he plays all of them.
Love me some Kalua.
Jasper Pumpkin Peter, a safety. He doesn't fit into every hole, but he certainly fits into some holes perfectly, and you can take him to the bank.
I guarantee you there's some kind of nursery rhyme about him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. And next up, Diddly Dicklet. I don't know if this was oversight by Mr. Moistchew, but you can't this isn't free agency. You actually have to draft a player. But if he does have an asking price, it's 50 cents plus one single taco. And it's also noted that he fills gaps. And probably my favorite
without a doubt was
a young man from Michigan State, 3'6", Mr. Hardy Rection. that was genius. He's been gone for a while. Martin thinks that he's innocent of all charges, but he thinks that Hardy Rection would fit nicely on the Vikings roster in 2021.
I mean, when he really didn't even disguise it very well when he said it on the air. I mean, it was just basically, the first name sounded like it was hard.
Yes. Yes. It was hard erection.
That's such a great, but it's so funny. They like to brag about, we're not sports experts, we don't care about sports and that thing, but my two favorite bits going are Jacques Lemaire, the hockey expert of Corey, and Martin Moistchew from Chris. Seriously, anytime I hear that Martin Moistchew is calling in, it is like stop everything and yes. Listen up.
Yes. Oh, so good. Love me some Martin. Okay, last one. This was something that Corey brought up, I think, on Tuesday. And I thought that it was a good thinker here. Corey brought up that back in the day, he used to have a 6-disc changer in his trunk. And he was talking about, like, when you're going for a road trip, it was a tough decision because you had to pick 6 of your favorite albums because you're not stopping until you hit Tolma or, Washington, D.C. So I was going to say I thought about it for a while. And these are the 6 albums that I would put in my disc changer. By the Way by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Get Rich or Die Trying by 50 Cent. Mr. Brightside by The Killers. Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. El Camino by The Black Keys. And, of course, Fearless by Taylor Swift. Chuck, do you have some off the top of your head? I know this took me, couple days to think of like the perfect 6 mix, but do you have any off the top of your head that you know that you would put in the trunk?
Mine would be I think I can come up with 6 because I'm basically thinking of some of my top groups. It'd basically be what are my 5 or 6 top groups and maybe my favorite album from each. And believe it or not, we're gonna have some overlap in this, and spoiler alert, it's not Taylor Swift or 50 Cent. So I would actually go with The Killers, but I would go with their Greatest Hits album, which, it's a little bit of cheating.
That's cheating.
Well, it is and it isn't, because the Greatest Hits album has Miss Atomic Bomb and Just Another Girl on it, which are not part of any other album. So, and those two songs are, honestly, they're like Miss Atomic Bomb is my favorite Killers song of all time. And Just Another Girl, I mean, oh my God, the video for Just Another Girl, that's one of my favorite videos of all time because of Diana Agron. But Yeah, that song bangs too. So it's cheating, but it's not. Otherwise, I would go with Mr. Brightside. But so if you let me take the greatest hits album, I'll take that. And I would also take Fleetwood Mac Rumors. That is just like banger after banger after banger. You can't go wrong with anything on that album.
So
the other four, pretty simple for me, based on the artist. It's just a matter of pinning down what's my favorite album from them. So you go Counting Crows, and that would be, you got to go with August and Everything After, especially the deluxe edition. It has a couple, some of their more deeper cuts that I love.
Justin Gard and Soccer Moms Around the World would agree with you on that one.
Hey, I've met Counting Crows. They're pretty cool. So we'll go with August and Everything After deluxe edition. Shallow Days is like one of my favorite deep cuts of all time. It's on that deluxe edition. We'll go with, so that's Counting Crows. We'll go with REM. And I think I would go, boy, it's tough, man, because it's like every album you think of, you're cutting out another album. But, Automatic for the People. I just can't get around that because Night Swimming is probably my favorite REM song of all time. So, and it's right up there, and yeah, I'd have to go with Automatic for the People from them. So then that leaves it down to an obscure group that I love, Caroline Spine. I saw them a ton live in Tulsa because they were just a fairly small group, independent label all the time, but they did have one like pretty big hit that charted and stuff. But they are, they're an amazing band, and their big breakthrough album was called Monsoon. And that's just awesome, awesome, like 90s alternative music, just a banger. It's for me, it's like Soundgarden, you know, I love them just as much as like a Soundgarden or something. But so Caroline Spine, Monsoon. I'm getting buzzed out here. And for my last one, you asked the question, motherfucker.
I know. I just thought of that bit because you just kept talking. I was like, oh, what was that song that they play over Zach? Because it's such a genius bit.
The last one, we're going to go with the Cranberries because Dolores O'Riordan is my favorite female voice of all time. R.I.P. Dolores. And
how dare Stevie Nicks and Taylor Swift.
Are you crazy? Dolores is just, like, she's unbelievable, the things she could do with her voice. She's amazing. I've listened to so much Cranberries the last 2 years since she's gone. Like, I probably listen to more Cranberries than anything else. But I would probably go, boy, it's tough to pick one album from them. I guess since everyone else is doing it, why can't we is what I would probably go with. So everyone else is doing it, so why can't we? Yep, that's from the Cranberries. So there you go. Six off the top of my head, and we actually had some overlap. Unbelievable.
That is actually pretty unbelievable.
So, wow. Yeah, you know those are quality albums.
Yes. Well, that will do it for Quotes Notes.
All right. Well, that will do it for the show because I am bypassing Locks of the Week because even if you have one, I'm not letting you give it. You are banned. Like, Locks of the Week is banned for like 2 months based on your performance with the Mexican soccer game last night. Dude, so,
that wasn't whatever. That wasn't my cap. That wasn't my handicap.
But you were touting it. Come on. So, you're banned.
I lost like $300 fucking dollars in that goddamn game. Leave me alone.
You could have doubled down on the Illinois game that Sauce lost all that money on. So.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah, I was glad that I just stayed off that game because I would have for sure been on the over and probably in Michigan too. So.
Been a rough couple weeks. Just bet against the Wolves, people. Come on. That's it's the only way to fly.
Yes.
All right. Well, in the meantime, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets on Twitter and PTBETZ on Insta. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.